Good morning and welcome to Seeing with the Eyes of Love. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Well, shall I start us off with our passage?
Oh, yes, please.
It's a quote from Thomas A. Kempis, and it was elaborated by Eknath Ishwaran. And the line is, love is subject. None of us is unemployed. All of us are born to be servants of God, or whatever we see that to be. We're all born on earth to make life a little better than we found it. And until we understand this and begin to carry out our job, a feeling of frustration will always haunt us. In whatever capacity, teacher, carpenter, doctor, engineer, gardener, computer programmer, we become fulfilled when we use our talent, our training, our time and energy for the benefit of all, without questioning what we'll get in return.
Would you do it one more time?
Love is subject. None of us is unemployed. All of us are born to be servants of God, whatever we conceive that to be. We're all born on earth to make life a little better than we found it. And until we understand this and begin to carry out our job, a feeling of frustration will always haunt us. In whatever capacity, teacher, carpenter, doctor, engineer, gardener, computer programmer, we become fulfilled when we use our talent, our training, our time and energy for the benefit of all without questioning what we'll get in return.
You know, that makes me think of the one that my teacher would say that has become so much a part of our practice now, which is, we grow up spiritually when we start being concerned not about what we can get, but about what we can give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That frustration or lack of fulfillment that Thomas A. Kempis was pointing at is there because we're trying to get. And we can never be satisfied by what we get. We can only be satisfied by what we do, what we offer.
And, you know, when we were looking at this, it was, how is it relevant to the conversation that this set of calls was focused on? And I think it goes back to what we're talking about, that if fulfillment is based on what you just said, is not desiring but what we do, then we got to continue to do it regardless of the externals.
Yes.
Fulfillment is not external. Fulfillment is to fulfill the potential that we were given to fulfill for the benefit of all. And perhaps what we reel from is that isn't what everybody else does all the time. Some people are just driven by the desire to get. But that doesn't mean that we are prevented from doing what we know actually fulfills us.
Well, and in fact, what you're saying, what you're indicating to me is that perhaps I wasn't as focused on it as I might have been, on because, you know, the stakes didn't seem all that high. And so sometimes when what's valuable to us is threatened, we realize it's more important than ever that we do our part, that we contribute what we can contribute and participate wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to try to get as many people on this call as I possibly can in this 30-minute period. So first caller, okay. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Catherine from St. Louis.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi. I I've been feeling really stuck in my process. So my karmic, the usual, how I do everything. And
so the good news is this is not a surprise, right?
It's not a surprise.
We can all share that. We at least we're not shocked by the karmic orientation that surfaces at a juncture like this. That's good,
right.
Isn't it? That's very helpful. Yeah.
And even to the point where I think calling, getting in line and talking about this is karmic. You know, that it's this is the process I do. And what this started out of being is, what kind of response can I give to what the political situation and if any responses call for. And then it all gets into my process of getting stuck in, I don't know what to do, and there's self-hate in that, and kind of getting lost and then asking for help and pushing through and
yes.
feeling better and then getting beaten up for asking for help and then
yes.
down.
Yes, and you know, Catherine, this is what makes it awareness practice.
Yeah.
What you have articulated is exactly what makes it awareness practice. Because you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
It's not a requirement. It's like, you know, there are two routes that I could take to where I'm going. One, I know from experience, takes me directly there. The other one, I know from experience, doesn't take me there. And yet, I keep getting talked into taking the route that doesn't get me there.
Yeah.
Now, I can do that and then be beaten for that and feel bad about it and, you know, have all that nice ego drama about it. But at a certain point, I'm going to recognize, because I'm doing awareness practice, that that's just ego drama. Okay? I know how to get there. I can choose to take the route that gets me where I want to go. Boom.
Okay.
End of drama. And
yeah.
that's what you're saying, right? You have seen that. You know what's going to happen. So as soon as you go start to entertain that, I don't know what to do. Well, yes, you do. Of course you do. So now, do that.
Okay. Well, you know, the one identified doesn't. No.
That's right. That's why we don't let identified people make our life decisions.
Yeah.
That's why we get back to center.
I was working at... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. This morning I was seeing this and feeling also kind of caught in it, kind of in and out of the process and seeing the process. And something dropped in. Live your life. And
that's a good one, huh?
That's a good one. And then what was there was, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds right. And then, okay, how do I do that? You know, what does that mean? So immediately,
there you can see it, right? There, the go this way signs start flashing on the freeway of life. Right?
Yeah.
And you know, oh, no, 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 that's not it.
Okay. Is, yes. And I, okay, so kind of where I am is I don't know what, if I want to respond to the, you know, what's going on politically and what the best response is.
Okay.
So.
Then I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yes, you do. And I'll give you one. I'm not saying it's the best, but I'll give you one.
Okay.
So what a lot of people are afraid of, I project, is that the things that are important to them are no longer going to be important. Okay? So where your tax money currently goes, I mean, for most of us, I'm sure it goes to a lot of places that we wish it didn't. but it also goes to a lot of places that we're glad it does. Okay? And people are worried that those values are changed, and so the things that have been protected and supported and funded and encouraged are not going to be any longer. Is that part of it for you?
Yeah.
All right, then it's going to be up to you.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be
so
up to me
it,
to support.
Right. So what is it? That's right. So what is it that you want to now give your energy to? You didn't have to before. You didn't have to before because other people were doing that for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now you do. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
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 Very good.
Yeah. And
living your life. And it's living your life and it's living your values.
And living my values, yeah.
Which, again, if we're honest with ourselves, I think we would notice that we didn't always do before because it didn't seem like we were really required to.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else was kind of going to take care of that.
That's right. Somebody else's responsibility.
President Obama was taking care of that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He was going to make sure we were all right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So if this fits for you, and so with that, live your life, you know, it doesn't actually matter what you're doing. If it's in line with your heart, it will be fulfilling.
Okay.
If you get into that conversation, nothing will be fulfilling and nothing will be in line with your heart, and then it's just ego suffering.
Yeah. Is it
okay?
Is it easy to know that you're following the heart, or and
absolutely
what gets in the way is just conditioning?
It's just conversation.
Okay.
If you stop having that conversation in your head, the clarity is there. In fact, it happened to you this morning.
Yeah.
Just live your life flipped through. It was in a gap in the conversation. And, intelligence slipped in the information. If we get out of that conversation, if we don't indulge it, then life can guide us, which is true in what we consider to be a difficult time, and it's just as true in what we consider an easy time. It's just that we don't pay any closer attention, generally speaking, in an easy time than in a difficult time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, as creatures, we're given to indulging ego in good times and in bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is just such a wonderful spiritual opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you very much, Catherine, for these calls
and for what you've said.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. It's just so wonderful, right, Sherry, when what we're talking about is so related to the passage we've selected, right? Live your life. And the only way you'll be fulfilled in living your life is if you do it to be 100% what you've been given to be. And when that movement is not from a conditioned place and it's not egocentric, it does happen to be for the benefit of all.
Yes. Yeah. And I love the, you know, the list. I mean, the possible what we have to contribute, that list could be as long as there are people on the planet, right? Because and for each one of us, there are so many ways that it's possible for us to contribute. So it didn't mention parenting or siblings or
I didn't read the dot dot dot.
Oh, right, exactly, because it could have gone on forever, right? And so at any moment in the day, there is something in us, there's an impulse in us that if we're present, will arise with a contribution that we can
make. And I think that it's the how, not the what, that the quote was pointing at. It doesn't matter what role you play, but if you play it with love and if you play it for the benefit of all, then that is fulfillment, right? I mean, that seems to be what was being pointed at.
Yes, yes. It's just that, you know, we could get caught up in, well, you know, if I were a lawyer, I mean, I could actually be making a difference here. Or if I, you know, no. If I'm, you know, if I'm a parent, I can go volunteer at the local, at my kid's school, which is underfunded. I could do fundraisers to increase the teacher's pay. You know, there's lots of things that we can do to contribute in our lives where we are. Yeah, because as you say, it's the how, it's not the what. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, dear.
Hello?
I was double muted. This is Laura from San Diego.
Hi, Laura.
That was really powerful in a lot of ways, and what was powerful for me was that place around, so I'm outing, I feel like I'm outing ego in another way because I don't want to say this, but there was a, oh, crap, I have to do something more is where what showed up for me. And then right after that was guilt, like, well, what kind of person are you that that's the response you would have? I feel a little kind of stunned, still just watching just what happened while you and Catherine were talking.
Yeah, and again, I've been saying this so many times in the recent email class, but it's so hard for us to remember that what ego does and is, what conditioning does and is, really has nothing to do with us, except that it's what's been controlling us. And so every time we get a chance to see it for what it is, we need to throw a party. So realizing that, and also, of course, the comfort that we can take in, whatever I'm seeing in the egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate attached to me, is universal. So whether anybody else is admitting it or not, you know, we've all got it, right? And so, of course, that's why we like it when things are going our way, because then we can just indulge ourselves and feel justified that, oh, you know, I kid people, you know, I have this horrible commute, and that's why I need a new Beamer every year. And that's the kind of place that ego, and I hope nobody's offended by that, because it's not the what, it's the how, right? I get to indulge my stories about how hard my life is, and I work so hard and I'm overwhelmed and I'm, you know, and I forget the people who, you know, my favorite example is the mom living in some scary neighborhood with five kids trying to manage three jobs to put food on the table. This is somebody who's working hard. Me standing at my computer for 6 hours a day is not working hard. Okay, in my warm house with my comfy whatevers. It's not minimizing what I'm doing. It's just keeping a perspective that I have a lot of privilege and opportunity that not everybody has. And so not to lose sight of that. And then what that thing that came up in you really reveals it. Oh, God, I have to do another thing. And so there we get to see how put upon the ego is by having to orchestrate our privileged lives.
Hundred percent. It just it was so layered with how conditioning was keeping everything in play to keep this person controlled.
Yes, exactly so. And
I didn't
realizing that it's not you gives you a way out, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it was this place. So when you first started with that conversation, the first part of it was really powerful for me as well, because what I got to see was the process of how this person gets trapped in however conditioning I'm willing to fall for the story that conditioning has me in. So that burden is a karmic pattern for me as well. And it can seem like it'll take me to that burdened place, so I never get to see how that keeps me from being available to life, to be present, to give whatever is being asked.
Yes. Yes, exactly so. And the corollary to that is that it keeps us from realizing that living in the burdensomeness of ego, that constant conversation about what isn't working, what's too hard, and I'm tired, and it's too much, that conversation is what drains the life out of us. Living from our hearts, from the present moment excitement and enthusiasm of being here and participating, that's what energizes us.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking, you know, I mean, I'll talk about Mahatma Gandhi all day long every day if anybody will let me. But he's such a model for this. I mean, the guy was ancient, right? We found out yesterday, less than 100 pounds. You know, he had done all of that fasting, starving himself. And you could wonder how he was able even to move. And he could work for hours and hours and hours. And people, they would see him at any time. And he was just bright and vibrant. And his eyes are shining. And you can see, you can see the direct expression of life coming through his eyes, right? So, because there was no, because let me explain to you why Mahatma Gandhi was like he was, okay? Sorry about this, but this is my projection. Because there was never a moment of life force given to, this is what's wrong, oh my God, what are we going to do, how are we going to, you know, it's just, there is so much we can do.
Wow, that's really powerful. Yeah.
I think it's our opportunity.
Yeah. So, So this, I might need to call in for a different day with this question, because what I originally was calling about was in my profession, I'm getting a lot of people who are really scared and who, you know, and I had one person yesterday tell me, I don't know how to do Thanksgiving, right? When there's this controversy with Standing Rock where people aren't even like, how do I just sit and be thankful when there's people being, you know, oppressed over there? And I truly did not know where to go. I must have went into my own conditioned place around it, because I really didn't know how to be with them in that place other than just, you know, reflection.
May I offer something?
Please.
Okay. Ashwini was telling me something the other day about a book that she was reading and referencing Manhattan Island and are acquiring that from the native people through a few shiny baubles. Native people have been being mistreated in this country since the first white folks stepped on the shore. Okay? So what's happening at Standing Rock should not be a surprise. The fact that it is, to me, is a very, very good thing. Okay? Because suddenly people are aware of something that we all could have been aware of all the time, and we sort of were, but it was one of those things that we preferred not to pay attention to because there's already so much going on. Is this true, or does it?
No, it's so sobering. I mean, just that in and of itself
absolutely.
Is so sobering of how, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you read the history of this country with Native people and try not to just die of shame, okay? Which would simply be ego taking advantage once again. So what can we do on Thanksgiving to acknowledge this new awareness, this new clarity that we have? Well, there are lots of things that we could do. One, if you can't go there and join in, my understanding is that there are lots of places where people are gathering that aren't specifically at the location. So you might want to participate in something like that. You might want to do a fundraiser to support their cause. You might want to find out what's happening with Native people locally. You might want to, for instance, one of the things that a petition that I just saw is about Native American veterans. It came through on Veterans Day. Now, I never thought about that, about Native Americans who fought to defend this country in every war and experienced themselves as completely unacknowledged. Well, it's true. I've never seen a war movie with a Native American soldier as a hero.
Yep. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
You need it.
Yeah. So here we are. Now we have awareness. Now we can either let ego turn that into feeling bad, or we can say, got it. I have the information. What? And as we were talking with Catherine, you know, as we don't get into that conversation about, oh, my God, well, what is it? I can't believe it, and I feel so bad, and, you know, get paralyzed by making it about me. If we just sit there or go for a little quiet walk and don't indulge in that conversation, life is going to drop in the thing to do. And it may be as simple as finding out who doesn't have something to eat today.
Wow.
I've always thought it odd in this country that there are 2 days on which we feed people, Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's like they have to eat the rest of the time too. But there's a self-consciousness, it seems, that we have about these lavish feasts that we're putting on for ourselves, and we realize there are other people who have nothing to eat, so we want them to have something nice too. Well, that kind of awareness can bring a commitment to, I want to find out who the local food banks are, because I bet they're not going to be heavily funded soon. Maybe they are. I don't know. And so I want to participate in that. Are there kids in a 10-mile radius of where I live that are going hungry? I bet all of us could say, yeah, probably so. So that might be the movement.
I love all of that, Sherry. It just speaks to right what the poem was or the reading was is start here and be available to how we can participate, how we can show up, and in that it'll light me up, it'll light you up. That every person.
That's right. Then we reach out. Now we're holding hands. Now we're feeling good. We're feeling good, and we're meeting other people. We're in this together. Our family is growing. The connections are growing. We see the interconnectedness. We feel the interconnectedness. Again, Ashwini, a couple of weeks ago, was telling me about something that she was reading, and I think I'll get her to see if we can make it available to people. But basically, this fellow was talking about how little difference actually is made on the political level that we hear about on the news, that where every change that has ever happened to any people happened with the people. You know, if you look at the civil rights movement, it wasn't a bunch of politicians who got together and said, you know, we really need to do something about this. We really need to. No, it was people getting together and saying, enough. We need to change the way things are. Now, is the change complete? We would all agree, no, it's not. But steps are taken. and laws are in place, and people are more protected than they ever have been in the past. And so all of us getting together wherever, not getting together to hate, but getting together to love, getting together to make a difference, to stand up for what's important for us. We could say, those of us on this call, to live our practice and make that available. You know, when we get that list of occupations, maybe one of our occupations is awareness practitioner.
Wow, yeah, brought tears to my eyes. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And thank you for outing ego. Because that's the kind of thing that when we can all acknowledge it and realize, wow, that is not who I am. It may have influenced me in the past, but I'm seeing it, and it's not going to get me now. That's my commitment. I'm gonna do this seeing through the eyes of love thing, and I'm going to find out how I can be the unique expression of life that is here to offer what can be offered through this form. What a perfect time. What a great opportunity to do that.
Well, I'm going to make that recording. That's
good. Me too. Yeah. Me too, Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Both you and Ashwini.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Laura. Well, I don't know if you can tell, but we're enjoying it. And you know, there's a way in which it is an example of what we're talking about, right? So every day, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we meet to call each other and go through the quotes. What have you seen that applies to this? Well, it could be this, it could be this. Yeah, and there's that, and there's that, and there's that. And it's this wonderful conversation of what we're talking about, right? How can we make a difference? So if this can be helpful for you with your people in your profession, right, that who come to you and who are so upset, you know, then you keep turning your attention to this possibility and this possibility and this possibility. So when somebody comes to you and talks to you, you can say, well, you know what, have you considered this, or you might consider that, or I just heard this quote about da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you never know. Could make a difference for somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you again, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. Sherry, we are at our time. Just one thought about that, which is to realize that ego always wants to be the victim or take the blame. It's what we started the conversation about, that clouds the ability to be all that we are, and that's exactly the objective, to recognize the pattern and not indulge it. But the point is, it doesn't, for all that we do have, no matter what's happening anywhere else, feeling bad robs us of giving thanks for that. Like, we cannot sit down to Thanksgiving dinner with all of the people we love and be grateful for what we've got, to be grateful for all of that which we are blessed with, from which place it's so much easier to find out how to give than to be in that conversation that prevents us from being able to be grateful.
Yes.
The quote
gratitude.
That I love.
Go ahead.
Well, it's you can correct me, but it's that quote that you often talk about, that sometimes we have to sit down to eat regardless of how many people are screaming with hunger.
Yes. Yes.
No?
And to be grateful. To finish that thought that you started, to connect those two together, we sit down in that attitude of gratitude, because the quote that I love so much, gratitude wants to give. When we're grateful, we're generous. When we're feeling bad, we're not.
No, we're feeling victimized and unable to do anything inadequate. And to recognize that pattern and deny the ego from having that pleasure is itself
doing the role of awareness practitioner.
Yes. What a good point. There's an activity that we can do moment by moment by moment by moment, right? We can thwart ego's attempt to steal the life force, to steal the attention. We can bring the attention back here and be available for life, to use us as life chooses. Yeah. I love it.
Love it.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're way past our time, but I think that was completely worth it.
We can't get
Thank
stopped.
You so much, Sherry, and we'll do this again tomorrow on Thanksgiving
All right.
Day.
On Thanksgiving Day. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.